Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled 50 Ways to Save Money. Okay, 50 Ways to Save Money. So you can take back control of the cost of living. Now, how this episode came about was that, it's nice to give you guys lots of different ways where you can save money. It's the foundation of wealth, isn't it, really? A hole can sink a big ship, as Benjamin Franklin used to say about money. So this is about how to plug the holes, you know, and it's just a different approach to saving money. So I'm part of this. Years and years ago, I joined Spaceship, which is like an active fund that micro invests into an active fund here in Australia. Please don't go and get it and add it just because I'm talking about it. And this is not financial advice. It's just, I'm just explaining how this came about. Anyway, so the other day, for some reason, $5 keeps going into this account and I thought I stopped it. Anyway, it's there. It's like $1,000 in there now. So I accidentally forgot about it. $5 into this active portfolio is $1,000 in there. So it's kind of cool. I might take that out and do something with it. But what I was subscribed to was their email list. And what they sent to me recently was this really cool article called 50 Ways to Save Money. So that's really interesting. So I thought, what better way to share it than with you guys? So this goes out to Spaceship for this cool article. But here's the thing. I'm going to go through this list of 50 ways. I'm going to say whether I agree with it or not. And I'm going to give you an example of what I do personally that aligns with this. And I'm going to tell you if I don't do it. Okay. So I haven't read the list yet. Like I had a bit of a browse for the first few, but I thought it'd be fun if I just let this and did this like unseen for you on the show. So I'm recording this live and I'm just going to look at these different tips live and you'll get my reaction and whether I actually do that. So hopefully get a pen and paper if you want to jot down these tips. 50, can you believe it? 50 tips. So if you're someone who can't make ends meet or you're, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, that obviously go back and listen to all the episodes on the show about setting up an emergency fund and putting a plan in place and so forth. But of course, start implementing these amazing money tips, right? On how to save money, right? There's 50 of them. Can you believe that? 50. So go get a pen and paper ready to go. We'll type these into your notes of your phone. And now I would challenge you to see how many of these you can do this week or this month. All right, that'd be a cool, fun game to play. And remember, money is just a game. Okay, so here we go. Ready? Whipping through the list. Top 50 ways to save money. Okay, first one. How to save money. So there's like subtitles. How to save money on food. Huge. Most people spend a lot of money on food that they shouldn't. We all do this. Okay. So one, use super cheap recipes. Okay. Oh, that's really good advice. Make cheap meals. Okay. So now let me explain. I do this. And so here's what I eat. Okay. I eat a sweet potato, a big one. And then I eat like a bit of a roast chicken, and that's pretty much my meal. Then I have shakes, like I'll have two shakes a day. I use the Isogenic shakes myself personally, but you may use other smoothies, but I think they're the best. I've been using them for 10 years. So I'll have a couple of smoothies, and then I'll have like, say, two of these meals, which is one sweet potato, some chicken, maybe a little bit of white rice. That's me. Like, do you know how cheap it is to buy a sweet potato, a little bit of microwave rice, and a roast chicken? I can get four meals out of one roast chicken. I think it's like $12 divided for $3. A sweet potato is like a dollar or something. So I agree with that one, right? Look for affordable recipes, something that's fast and quick. Number two, eat the food at work. Now, I work from home. So if you've got well-stocked pantries at work, obviously that makes sense. Before, when I was in a job in Abu Dhabi, I used to do that, but I got a bit out of shape. Okay, number three, compare meal delivery fees. Now, I didn't know this, but DoorDash and Deliveroo and Menulog and Uber Eats, they've all got different fees for delivery. So I would suggest don't do food delivery if you're on a budget. So let's just caveat that one. Don't even compare them. Just don't do them. All right. Number four, buy the ugly fruit and vegetables. This is like the discarded fruit and veggies at the local shopping center or supermarket because they're deformed. Now, what's really funny about this, just today, Alicia went out and said, she goes, what do you need? I'm like, can you just get me like some sweet potatoes, some bananas? And that's pretty much me. Like I know, and some chicken, right? I know what I'm eating. It's nice and simple. So she brought home the ugly one. She goes, hey, these are the ugly ones. I'm like, yes, so good. That actually happened today because like they're so much cheaper. Who cares if it's got like, you know, it doesn't matter, right? Anyway, that's a great one that I actually do use. Be a hydro homie. This is number five. staying hydrated has monetary benefits, according to Harvard University. I just eat, drink when I'm thirsty. So I don't know if I agree with that one, but go for it. Water's free, right? So become a prepper. Meal prepping. So this is what I do. It takes me 9 minutes to cook my sweet potato in the microwave. It takes me, if I got a roast chicken, no time to peel that off. Put on my plate, put a bit of Himalayan rock salt on it, and I'm good to go. My smoothie takes about, I don't know, 60 seconds to blend, and I'm done. So, like, I don't prep very well. I hate prepping because you put it in the fridge and it tastes like crap, you know, 2 days later. So I just whip things up fast and eat, and I go, right? Don't buy all your... So number seven is don't buy all your coffees, meaning you can probably buy a coffee a day if you want to, if you're getting the joy out of that, that's cool. I did a whole YouTube clip on this. If you go to my YouTube channel, check it out. I do a compound exercise with the price of coffee and how you can effectively make 800 grand if you just switch that behavior over time. But don't buy all your coffees, okay? Now, I agree with that. If you're buying three coffees a day, it's $15 a week. Times five is $75 a week. Over time, over the course of a year, what's that? 77 fives at 35, $3,500. Compounded over time in an index fund, that's a lot of money. So I agree with that one. Just be careful buying too much, okay? It's just a habit. Just want to break the habit. Number eight, embrace boring lunches. Well, I think I've kind of covered that. I eat the same thing pretty much every day. I don't try and get too fancy. Number nine, bring snacks from home. Well, I agree with that. If you can, like, being organized is critical to saving money. Number 10, visit a community pantry. I can't say I've done that. But I will say that if you want to shop, you know, really affordably, either do it online and grab the special so you don't impulse buy, or go to Aldi, right? Or Costco. Go to these really affordable places, okay? How to save money on entertainment. 11, become a seat filler. I've never seen this before. You can actually go to the live shows and watch the show as a seat filler. Isn't that interesting? I never knew that, right? I've never done it either, so I don't know if that works or not. Number 12, check out events in your area. So obviously, you know, boredom is a big trigger for spending money, of course, because we don't want to be entertained, okay? So go to a meetup or Eventbrite and go check out some of those websites and see what deals are on, like free this, free pizza, free local event. Like, there's usually a lot of different things happening in the community you can access for free. So just check that first. Number 13, volunteer for events for cheaper entry. Now, this is big. Grant Cardone says this. He says, you know, if you want to get in the room, go volunteer. This is really good for those personal development events. A lot of those that come on our crew for the Ty Lopez event, the crew there, those that come to our Mind and Money Accelerator event, 3-day event, volunteering is a really effective way to get entry. Now, you've got to have some skills and some crew, but you can. I know lots of people over the years of, you know, building one of our businesses in network marketing, a lot of people used to get volunteer access to the events. That's a very clever way of getting in those doors. So I 100% agree with that one. Check out your local, so number 14, check out your local Facebook groups. I mean, that's just for events and entertainment, right? See what's going on. Number 15, keep a list of free attractions. So, you know, like galleries, they've got here galleries, scenic walks, annual affairs, sunset spots, you know. I think one night, my wife and I we got our car and we're like, let's just go for a drive. Whatever it is that's just knocking, I mean, obviously that takes petrol, so don't take that out of my book. But there are things you can do that just don't take a lot of money, right? So just think about a list of free things. 16, this is the part where I got to. I haven't seen any more past here, okay? 16, pick your friends wisely. That's a great idea. If you're on a budget, don't hit up expensive restaurants and be a big spender and be peer pressured by your friends, okay? So I know it's tricky. Just, you have to come up with it, you know, some ways to just not roll into their plan, okay? I think it's also unfair if you have a lot of money and someone doesn't that you invite into these places. I just don't think that's a good idea because it makes them feel guilty and then shamed if you're paying for, like people like to pay their own way too, right? It's great if you can give and it's great that you can receive. But if you're always doing it, it might not be comfortable for them. So just have an open conversation and just do something that's like, yeah, go for a run together, go for a walk together, go to the gym together. If you already got a gym membership, there's different ways you can hang out with each other without having to go spend a ton of money. I fully agree with that one. Number 17, have a free adventure. That's interesting. Bikes can get real expensive, but if you don't care about the bells and whistles, you can get easily. Okay, so go grab a bike. Do not get one of those rental bikes. They're so expensive, right? You probably pick up an old bike. Maybe you got one down in the shed you haven't used, okay? How to save in on streaming. So this is number 18. Use one streaming service at a time, obviously, okay? And they can creep up on you like any subscription. Or, you know, if you've listened to the show, you go back and the first thing I think, the very first episode, I'm like, go check your subscriptions. If you read any of my books, Money Buys Happiness or Money Grows on Trees, it's a big part of it, doing your audits, okay? So I agree with that. Number 19, join the library, then use the app. I didn't know this, but when you join the library, you can actually use the app. You can get like Audible and digital books. It's flipping insanely good. Right now, if you don't want to do that, or if you don't have access to that, go for it and try. I think that's a great idea. But you can go to Scribd. I think it's $8 a month, $10 a month, and you can access unlimited books. That's pretty cool. I like doing digital books because I get to outline all the notes and then send them to myself in an email. Okay. 20, check out free-to-air channels online. How boring does that sound? Free-to-air channels. My God, shoot me now. But, you know, hey, if you're trying to save money, why not, right? I can't stand free-to-air channels. Ah, kill me. Number 21, if in doubt, Oz Bargain. So hey, this is how to save money on big purchases. I would say that, I've never heard of Oz Bargain. It's a bargain hunting website that has active community adept at hunting out deals. That's interesting. I haven't tried this, Oz Bargain. So you can go there, go Google Oz Bargain and see what pops up. You might get some bargains, okay? They're not affiliated with them in any way, but there you go. I didn't know that. That's cool. I would think too to go to Facebook Marketplace. You can buy cheap things on there as well. Like this, people giving away free stuff on there all the time. For that matter too, go sell stuff on there too if you want to raise money. 22, buy things at auction. There you go, okay? You can buy cars at auction. Some lady talks about how she brought a hybrid online at auction at $13,000. How good's that for a car? There you go. They're usually ex-government fleets. So if you go to Google and type in car auctions locally, you'd be able to go do that. Actually, it would be interesting to see how that works out. I agree with that one. 23, I'd never buy a brand new car, by the way, ever. I would never, ever, ever. Wouldn't matter how much money I had. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I think getting it through a dealer secondhand probably takes the sting out of it without you having to run into too many problems, I think. 23, wait a day or a week before buying. I talk about money rules. I did an episode recently on money rules. Go back and check it out. But there's these rules you put in place for spending where you might say, hey, I've got to wait a week before I buy that thing. This is a very intelligent thing to do, okay? Especially purchases that cost over $100. So you might have this rule where you're like, you know what? If it's over $100, I've got to wait a week. Okay, this is how you get ahead. So number 24 is plan ahead. I agree with this. It's like, pick certain days that you eat out. So you know what? On Saturday, we go out. That's our day out, right? Eat maybe, just plan certain things so you're not just like using money for convenience all the time. It just gets so expensive. Plan your holidays in advance. Try not to be too reactive, of course. Look, the more organized you are at anything, the more money you're going to save, because really a lot of money leaks out of your bucket when you're looking for quick, convenient, fast, yeah? Disorganization leads to poor money results, okay? Speaking from experience, I've done it. You'll all probably do it. So how to save, this is number 25. This is all about commuting and driving. 25, take public transport off peak. There you go. Now, I would do this if I was trying to really get ahead, if I would. And recently in our state, they just put down all public transport to 50 cents. Probably the best thing the government's done in a long time, I can't even remember, that helps people. And that's so good. Like, what a great way to save money now. So I'd leverage that for sure. 26, check a fuel watch app. I didn't know this, but you can actually get fuel watch where you can go into this app and check where the cheapest prices are. That's probably $5 or $10 to save doing that. I'm not sure, but that sounds pretty cool. So there you go. Go Google it, right? What's it called? Fuel watch app. You'll find out which one it is. I haven't done it, but 27, or use the 7-Eleven app. There you go. So 7-Eleven's got an app and look for the cheapest prices. Huh. For petrol. There you go. Didn't know that. Interesting. Number 28, be strategic about parking. Totally agree. like parking can add up, you know, carpool so you can avoid parking. There's definitely some intelligence around that, right? Be strategic. And also I think carpooling in general would be good. I used to do that when I was in Dubai, you know, just trying to get ahead at the initial. I used to carpool, share, like there's all sorts of cool things I used to do to try and get ahead. We would rent out the studio room. We do all sorts of different things to try and get ahead. And that's just how you got to do it. You got to be quite industrious. Number 29, work from home. I agree. That's why I work from home. Like, I don't drive much at all. That's why we only have one car. But, I mean, obviously not everyone can work from home. But I would say that there are so many perks to that. Not having to buy clothes to go to work, not having to use the car and get ready and do all the time you waste. I agree. 29. Okay, here we go. Now, if you can't work from home, try and negotiate a day off from home. If you can these days after COVID, it might be possible. How to save money on groceries. This is big. Have you seen the half price apps? I haven't. This is very good. Thank you. They list the weekly half price specials from supermarkets such as Coles and Woolies. So if you're in Australia, listen to this. Coles and Woolies have this thing called, so search half price in an app store if you want to check one out. There you go. Huh. Go to the app store, put half price in, see what pops up. There's deals, half-price deals in Coles and Woolies. How good's that? Number 31, use a shopping list. Agree, so you don't fall victim to impulse spending. Yep, stick to the list. Number 32, pay attention to unit prices. Huh, there you go. Unit prices in the grocery store. Yeah, so check out, like, am I getting more money for this per gram, I think. Number 33, seasonal produce is usually cheaper. Interesting, didn't know that. I'm not one for picking seasonal produce, but there you go. How to save money online shopping. Here we go. So ready? Number 34, don't link your card details to shopping websites. Oh, I bet that would upset some people. Like, I mean, I've been teaching people and coaching around money and finances for a long time. And the number one thing as to why you can't get ahead is people just that automatically opening up Amazon and just clicking. Truly. If that you're doing that, you got to create some barriers. So delete the app. Delete the app. If you got a credit card, cut it. Like, you've got to stop yourself. Okay. You got to lock the liquor cabinet up. Don't link your card to the websites. I agree with that. Be just very thoughtful about what you're buying. Number 35, investigate cashback sites. I would just avoid cashback sites, I think. Yeah. I saw that and I started looking at it. And I was like, it's a bit tricky. I'm like, who's getting paid here? Who's losing? Like, what was the catch? Didn't really like it that much. But you may have a different opinion on it, but I'll just avoid the cashback stuff. There's usually some sort of catch. 36, wait for the online sales. I agree with that. It's like, except for if you want to get your kids Christmas presents, I don't think they'll be very upset with you if you waited for Boxing Day sales. But if you're trying to get ahead, you may just want to accelerate Christmas a day later. I don't know. Just these are the big things you got to do, right? To move forward finally, okay? Get some gap going on, some buffer. Wait for the online sales. Click Frenzy, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Amazon Prime Day, like, make sure you're getting a deal. It's not just some like way to seduce you to buy, okay? Number 37, we're getting through all 50 here, guys. How to save money on bills. Here we go. Ready? Number 37. I hope you're enjoying this, right? If you're enjoying this and you're getting value from this, please share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Okay. 50 ways to save money. If you're enjoying it, please share the episode and leave us a 5-star review. If you'd like to do that, we've got, I think, over 130 now. Thank you so much for those who have left that. And share this episode to your stories if you want to. I'll reshare it to my Instagram feed. And thanks to those who leave comments. I think you can leave comments on Spotify now. So do that and I'll come back and engage in the comments. That'd be cool. But thank you so much for the reviews. Really appreciate it. All right. Next one, 37, shop for the best deal. Well, yes. In fact, we went into Harvey Norman once looking for a laptop and we jumped online, looked for the best one online and then they beat it in store. So really bargain hard for the best deal. And we all fall in the trap of not even bargaining. How easy is it just to say, I mean, I do have a relatively consistent habit of saying, what's the best deal you can do for this? And it's quite funny to play that. Like, you go to the corner shop and say and pull out some Tic Tacs and say, hey, what's the best deal you can do for this? Just to play with them and see their face and what they do when you say that. I don't know, like, just go make deals. I don't know, it'd be fun, right? So make sure you're getting a deal for sure. All right, this is interesting. Okay, this is interesting. Shop for the best deal. If you're signing up for insurance, phone, internet, etc., the Australian government lists comparison sites for energy. Or sites like Choice and Canstar, Canstar, can help compare consumer prices. This is interesting. Victoria get a $250 one-off payment from state government if they visit Victorian Energy Compare websites to compare energy. There you go. Hey, listen to the podcast. You get a free $250, boom, in your skyrocket. Ready to go. There you go. Aren't you glad you tuned in this episode? Don't be afraid to call all your providers and ask for a cheaper deal. So even your insurance, your phone. I mean, I talk about this in one of my books. Do this, go through that process. You'll probably save a lot of my students on our weekly mentorship call, we do wins when we kick it off. And so many of them have these wonderfully simple wins. It's like free money just sitting there. They just reach down, pick it up because they're in the environment of focusing on their money. So they're getting results, right? Number 38, review your subscriptions. We've been through that. Definitely do that and do your audit. Number 39, use off-peak electricity. That's weird. What the heck is off-peak electricity? They tend to be late at night. Okay, well, I didn't know that. Electricity prices in Australia work on supply and demand. There you go. So it's actually more expensive to use it when other people use it. Huh. Never knew that. That's getting very thrifty. Number 40, keep a bill calendar. Rent, water, plot that out. Yep, that's pretty smart too. I don't do that personally, but I can see how that would be very effective knowing what bills are going where. And if you're very, like, quite on wood in terms of, like, you don't have much of a buffer, that would be a very intelligent thing to do. Okay, so you know what's coming up and they should be fairly consistent. How to save money when paying for things. So this is number 41, use vouchers. There used to be this cool thing called Scoupon and Groupon. I'm not sure if it's still around, but gift vouchers lying around. Check Alicia the other day. I'll give a great example of this. She's so good. What were we doing? Oh, we were taking my nephew out for his birthday. We always take him to the escape room in Surfers Paradise. We hadn't done that. It's so good. It's awesome. It's such a great memory. Then we took him to teppanyaki, right? It's his 12th birthday. Anyway, so we go to book in the escape room, and Alicia's like, I remember someone gave me a voucher like a year ago. Let me see if it's valid. And she got like $100 off. And I was like, how did you find that? How did you even know that? She's like, I don't know. So, and it had, you wouldn't believe this, it had one day before it expired. No joke. So just think about what vouchers you do have, okay? Number 42, go shopping on your birthday. That's interesting. If you're okay with sharing your personal details, a brand new news.com.au has a roundup of places that give birthday discounts. There you go. So if you go to news.com.au, there's a roundup of places that give birthday discounts. Go and check that out. That's interesting. But only go there if you had to buy it. Don't go there just to spend. But it is your birthday. 43, set up boosts. Boosts and roundups are functionality of businesses round up the cost of a purchase, nearest dollar and funnel. Oh yeah, we talk about this. Like if you add, I mean, Spaceship obviously has that a feature. That's why they're talking about it. But Raise has that feature. If you're in the United States, it's Acorns. I think Moneybox in the UK has that and so forth. These are the micro-investing apps. They do that. It's quite very clever. Number 44, pay with cash. Yeah, it's harder to spend the cash out of your hand than the card. But God, it's quite inconvenient sometimes, isn't it? So I don't know if I always agree with that, to use cash. Number 45, keep a savings buffer. Yes, we talk about emergency funds. Please go back and listen to that episode if you want to learn more about that. Number 46, keep a separate emergency fund. There it is. Boom. Number 47, get into thrifting. What's that? Thrifting. And the most amazing luck yesterday. Yeah, so my mum's a good thrifter. Yeah, like hand-me-downs, stuff like that. Like, be very resourceful, okay? 48. So I think going back to like if you have a baby, use the same clothes. I mean, I'm just not speaking from experience, but just be thrifty. I think be a thrifter. That's cool. I like that. Get into thrifting. It's a verb, thrifting, being good with being resourceful. Number 48, make fortnightly or weekly debt repayments and pay off your loan sooner. So instead of you paying monthly off your credit card or your mortgage, pay weekly. Imagine that. You're going to get more compounding over time if you pay weekly. I agree with that. That makes sense. Other things that come with help save money, well, the last two. Number 49, how long can you go without spending money? I love this game. I love doing no spend days. And I've got to say, today, let me think. Oh yes, today I've had a no spend day. I actually haven't spent any money today. Can you believe that? How good. So go with it and have a no spend. If you can't break a week or something, just do no spend day. A week would be very difficult. But a no spend day, that's a cool game. I love that one. I agree with it. Number 50, track your spending. Of course, now I've spoken about this before. Do a monthly audit. So imperative to do. Look at your bank statements. That's one of the reasons why people don't get ahead financially. It's the simplest thing to do and the simplest thing not to do. So look, I agree almost with all of those. That, how cool was that? We discovered some things together, some things I had no idea about. So I hope that was of value to you. And I hope my commentary helped and wasn't just a pain in the butt for you. But maybe I'll get Phil to, I don't want to put any spaceship stuff there because I don't want to, I'm not in the, I'm into recommending things, right? I don't want to give any financial advice or recommend products. So I won't be doing that, but I hope that helps you make sense. Again, if you've enjoyed the episode, leave us a review and share this episode with someone who needs to hear it and apply these yourself, right? And I'll talk to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.